goes to Crystal Morrissey, MORRISSEYPAC, fax 989-875-5111, regarding Charles Smaltz, S like Sam, M like Mary, ALTZ, date of birth December 3rd of 1939. Dear Crystal, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Smaltz with stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. His last visit was November 22nd of 2021. His weight is stable, and he's feeling well. He's had no further tachycardia or syncopal episodes since he had his ablation in September of 2021. He's feeling much better. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, constipation, blood, or melena. No chest pain, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No incontinence, and nocturia is up to twice per night, and no edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. He's on a few new medications. Instead of metoprolol, he's on bisoprolol at 10 milligram daily. He's off Levemir, and he's on Traceba, 26 units daily at bedtime. Also, magnesium is 64 milligram twice a day. I want to highlight Losartan, 25 milligram once daily. And he's taking vitamin B12, 5,000 units daily. Norvasc was decreased from 10 milligram daily to 5 milligram daily also. Physical examination, weight 221 pounds and blood pressure 135 over 38. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 17th of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.4. Estimated GFR is 49. Albumin 4.0. Calcium is 8.8. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 4.5. Hemoglobin 12.1 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine level, hypertension, well-controlled, and diabetic nephropathy. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. He'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet. He'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.